Wednesday, Parshas Pekudei, Shir Dalet.
We started the Gemara. The Gemara asked the question: Elad Tanano, Im Lishluchat Se Turoim Toim Kedas Balabayis. The many of their Das Balabayis Toim Bebein in a Sechem Mechamishim. Because Asar Isav Asar Chumasa Chuma Minolon. Gemara is looking for a makar that you can make a shliach by Chuma. What's the makar? The Shita Shalai Noida Lemi asked the question. Yes, why do I need a makar that you could that the shlichus by truma? Maybe the reason why shlichus works by truma is simply because truma works by machshava. We're going to see later on. The Gemara says truma works by machshava. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me that I could use a shliach if I could use a machshava? Migora shliach me machshava. Migora shliach me machshava. What's the question? The question is that I don't need to do it. So if I tell the shliach to go, so then I that's doing it. That's my machshava. I have machshava. Every shliach, there's machshava. There's my machshava is there. So why do I need a makar for shlichus? Just let it work. Me din machshava. As I frek the shita shaloi noida lemi. Says the shita, in a chanami. In a case when I have a machshava myself, then it's going to work if I ki'ilu think I want this corner to be truma, that corner to be truma. I have something in particular that I want to be truma. However, if a person just tells the shliach, listen, you go over there and take apart truma, I don't have das for truma now. I don't know what I'm making. I don't remember exactly where things are set up. I don't know exactly how. You take the truma. So he doesn't have das for truma. He doesn't have a machshava. In such a case, says the shita shalanoi de lemi, I'm going to need to come on to the shliach because I don't really have das here, and the shliach is going to have to do it for me.
Can you just have das for whatever he takes off.
So says the shita, that's called breira. That's going to be a problem of breira. It's going to be a problem of breira. Okay. Now, yesterday we said Shitas Ramban. Shitas Ramban is you don't need a shliach to take off truma. We said Mechidish Dikar Ramban. You don't need a shliach to take off truma. Lichura, the Shitas Shalonei Delemi is going not like the Ramban. Why? Because according to the Ramban, Taki, you don't need a shliach. We asked the question, our Gemara seems to say you need shlichus. We said you have to mukim our Gemara in like a funny case. A case where the Bailam doesn't want truma. The Bailam changed his mind. Or he's doing it not like the Bailam wanted. That's where we need shlichus. But in a regular case where my das is intact in a chanami, there's no need for shlichus.
How can you just answer like a sheep?
What?
How can you just answer like a sheep?
What do you mean?
That it's a case where he doesn't know where it is.
No, in a chanami, you could answer that, but the shita's kasha was that what do I need to put for shlichus? You don't need a pasuk for shlichus. You could do it even without shlichus, according to him. You don't need shlichus. There's no need for shlichus. So the chayra, the question the shita and the shanadim is not going not like the Ramban. We said that a chakira yesterday, can a shliach taka do something kineged the das of the Bailam? Is that true that the shliach can go kineged the Bailam? That we said according to the Rambam says a chiddush, that there's a case where the shliach goes kineged the Bailam, even though Bailam doesn't want you to do it, shliach can do it anyway. That might depend on how you understand the yisoid of shlichus. We said two pshatim in shlichus, just like to go over it. Two pshatim in shlichus. One pshat in shlichus is that the shliach is really just an extension of the Baal. The Baal does it through the shliach. It's like yodoi arichta. It's not literally his hand. Can't put tefillin on it. But I do through my shliach. I do through the shliach. That's one pshat. The other pshat is that I give over the koyach for the shliach. The shliach should do it. It's like Mesiris Koyach, and the Shliach is now going to do what usually a person can't do a chalois for me. You can't do a kedushin for me. Who are you to do a kedushin for me? You can't do a kinyan for you for me. Who are you to do a kinyan for me? I give you the Koyach, like power of attorney. A nafkamina would be in Lomdis. If a man is Makadish Ali de Shliach, who's the Makadish? is the husband the Makadish? Through the Shliach, the husband's the Makadish. Or is the Shliach the Makadish? He's being Makadish for Yenim. He's being Makadish for Yenim. And he's going to be the Makadish. We goofa said that that might be the Tully and the Machlik, the Shiloh by Evid Kanani. However, Kanani works, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky said it's going to be that Chakir over there. Al Kol Panim, the Chayra, there is a Machlikes between the Rajba and Rashi in Gittin. Whether or not, let's say a Bailim tells a Shliach, I want you to Megarish my wife, but not now. But not now. Can the Shliach go and do it anyway? So it seems to be a Machlikes between Rashi and the Rajba. It seems to be. The way Kiveger seems to learn, it depends, but that's what appears. L'chor, it's going to depend on our Chakira. If the whole Yisoid of Shlichus is I gave you Koyach, the only way to stop the Shliach would be to do what? To take away the Koyach, be Mavatel the Shliach. If I'm not Mavatel the Shliach, Shliach can do whatever he wants.
Koyach was not for now, though. There's no Koyach.
No, I gave you Koyach for now. But then I said, you know what, I don't want you to do it. What Ari's saying, if I tell you, I only want you to be Mekadesh in 30 days, I only gave you Koyach for 30 days. But let's say I gave you Koyach to Megarish my wife. The case is, Hashaleach get Leishtoi. And then he's Higia B'Shliach. And he tells the Shliach, don't do it. Don't do it now, do it later. So originally I sent you to do it now. But the Shliach has been dallying, he's taking his time, the Shliach hasn't done it. Can the Bailim withhold the Gerushin? Can he be Mevatel the Shliach? Absolutely, for sure. But he wasn't Mevatel the Shliach. He was just withholding the Gerushin. Can he do that or not? Ari is right that if originally he said, I'm only giving you to do the Gerushin later, that's the only Mesiris Koyach that I gave you. What?
Even if not.
What?
Even if he gave him, even if he said, go divorce my wife, and then he says, no, I only want you to do it later.
No, for sure, Ari's saying, if I only gave you Koyach to do it later, everyone, kule alma loy pligi, I can't do it till later. The Shaila is, what happens if I gave you Das to Megarisher now? I gave you the Rishus to Megarisher now, and then when I met you, I said, you know what, hold off.
That's not changing the Koyach?
It's not changing. That's the Shaila, that'd be a bittul b'miktas. Is there such a thing as bittul b'miktas? That's all the hack over there. That's the hack. I don't want to get into all the hack, Ari. We have to wait until we get to. What? So that's what Rabbi Kiveger talks about. Can you do a bittul? Because the bittul needs edim, and there's no bittul over there.
Bittul b'fanav.
Bittul b'fanav. In a chanami. So you won't need a bittul. But if it's yada arichta, which means that be'etzem, I'm doing through him, but if I tell him I'm not doing it, I'm not doing. I'm not down. I'm not doing it. So then you want to go divorce, so that's your decision. You're not doing it for me. When the shliach, I send the shliach to do something, so then if he's doing it for me, so then it's called I did it. But if he's not doing it for me, I didn't do it. Okay, I told him I'm not doing this.
So what happens if the guy dies after someone is shliach?
So that somewhat the shayla is ain't a mason megarishim, so you can't be megarishim. Also, that it's not his anymore. That there's discussion about that. Also, there's stiras and Rashi of why you can't do something after he dies and get lachar misa and ain't mason megarishim and a chanami unless it's batal for some reason. Yeah, and a chanami that'll be a discussion. Also, what happens if he dies? The discussion that the achronim speak about is not where he dies, but the mishaleach is mishtate. Mishtate means that he loses his das. He's no longer a bar das. He sent someone to do a shlichus, and now he is incapacitated. He doesn't have any das. If you say that the mishaleach is the one doing it, once I gave you the power of attorney to do it, you do it yourself. It's nothing to do with the original mishaleach. But if the mishaleach does it through the shliach, says Dor Samech, it's not going to work. So to over here, can the shliach go against the wishes of the Mishaleach? He's Megaladas, he doesn't want it. Can the Shliach do it anyway? The Chayre, that's going to depend on our Chakir. We said an interesting Machlekes, the Or Gadol and the Be'er Yitzchok in the following case. Let's say a Shliach does Truma. And 2 weeks later, the Truma is still sitting there, and the Bailun wants to be Shoyal on the Truma. The Halacha is that any type of person makes a Neder, any type of Neder, you could go to a Chacham and you could be Shoyal on your Neder. You could say, I never really meant it, it was done with the wrong intention, it's a neder b'toy, something. You could go to a chacham and be matir neder. And the same is true with truma. As long as the truma was not consumed yet, you can be shoyal on the truma. The shayla that was brought up, is, can a mishaleach be shoyal on the truma that the shliach made? Shliach was mafrish truma. Can the mishaleach now be shoyal on that truma? It's a machloikas. The Or Gadol says you can't be shoyal. Why not? You didn't do it. The shliach did it. You can't be shoyal on someone else's hafrasha. He was mafrish. You weren't mafrish. Says the Be'er Yitzchak. Yeah, but shluch shon kemaisai. He was mafrish for me, so it's my hafrasha. What's the machloikas? The chayra klar. The machloikas is this takira. If you say that it's really the shliach doing it, he got the koyach from the bialim, but the shliach is doing it, the bialim can't be shoyal. It's not his asiyah, it's someone else's asiyah. But if I'm doing through him, I'm the maktish, I'm the mafrish, it's my truma.
How do you explain shushan kamaisa?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Shushan kamaisa, even if he's doing it, at the same time, it's still somewhat, the maisa is somewhat being
yuchas. I don't know if that's true. I don't know, I'll have to see.
So what's the kind of shushan the first one? How I get a mitzvah if he's doing it for me?
We have to see how it works by mitzvahs. We'll have to see. We'll get there. We'll get there. That's the next sugya. Beis Hashem. Beis Hashem. Okay. So the Gemara says that what's the makar for truma? The Gemara seems to say you need a makar for truma for shlichus. Either like the shitul shalod to me, because we're talking about a case where it can't be mafresh al pi machshava, or like the Ramban, which says we're talking about a case where he's going against the das of the Bailam. But either way, we're talking about a case where you need a makar. Says the Gemara, v'chitem and elef migerushin. And if you say you want to learn from gerushin, ma'al gerushin sheken yeshnan chol. You can't learn from gerushin. Gerushin is chol. When something is chol, you can't learn from there. Why can't you learn from gerushin sheken yeshnan chol? Gerushin is mundane, truma is kodesh. And therefore, just because shlichus works for gerushin, doesn't mean shlichus is going to work for truma. Says Rabbi Elie Baruch Finkel, even though we said that kedushin has an element of the asr la akuli alma kehektish, it's still called chayil. That's not the Gemara Vaistachos in the Gemara, that's not called kodesh. Right? And so gerushin kedushin is chayil, truma is going to be kodesh. Frek da teres Shmuel. He asks a question. He says, "What type of svara is this? What type of svara would you say that because chayil shlichus works, kodesh shlichus doesn't work? Let's try to compare them, chayil and kodesh. Which one is chal faster?" Chayil or Kodesh? Which one is Chal easier? Chayil or Kodesh? Kodesh. 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 It's Chal b'machshava. B'machshava. And even by Hektish. What do we say by Hektish? Amirasai l'gavaya. Kimirasai l'hedyit. By Hedyit, by Chayil, what do you need? You need a Maisa in order to make the Chalois. By Kodesh, Amirasa Legavaya, Amir is enough. And by Truma, even you don't even need Amira, what do you need? Machshava. So which is Chal easier? Hektish. And says the Teresh Shmuel, and by Kedushin you need Edim. By Truma you don't need Edim. So what type of Svara is this? Vasvara Svara. Says the Teresh Shmuel, Mikol Makoim Have Pircha. Mikol makom fort, it's a pircha. What does he mean to say? What does he mean, mikol makom have a pircha? I think what that Teresh Shmuel means is, look, there's not really a svara. This is not compelling logic. But it is a chiluk. A pircha, anytime you want to make a limud, or I would have said it's a pircha kol duhu. A pircha just means I found the difference. The fact is that the chayil and kodesh are different. They got different rules. You're going to tell me it's easier to make kodesh than it is easier to make chal than it is to make kodesh? Maybe, but the fact is that they're different, and that's a pircha. That's enough of a pircha.
Why don't you ask the same kasha by kedushin and gerushin? I don't know if we said, why don't we learn that shlichus by kedushin from gerushin? We say right. Gerushin, yishan by percha. Why don't we say they're different? Obviously, that's not good enough for pircha.
What do you mean they're different?
They're different. They have different rules.
Why do they have different rules?
Which so you have to,
I know, you have to say something that's going to make them
that's
like.
What I'm saying.
So over here, Chol and Kodesh are different. They're definitely different.
So what's Kedushin and Gershon? They do exactly.
No, I'm saying that the dinim of Kodesh and the dinim of Chol are different dinim. It's like a different. It has different Gedarim. They're different. So therefore, just because it works for Kodesh doesn't mean it works for Chol. It's like Memoina Miknasol Yalfinon. It's like, what was the other one? Memoina Meisura Lo Yalfinon. It's Kodesh Michoel Lo Yalfinon. Why? Because you don't learn one from the other. It's a pircha. I mean, come have a pircha. Ein achanami. Choyl is easier. However, comes Rebellia Baruch Finkel. Over there, if you take a look in Rebellia Baruch inside. Baruch Baruch says, V'chitem al-yelev gerishin, maligin shkinesh nechol, lefum riata. Lefum riata means, we're saying it inside, it appears. Have a pircha be'alma. It's just a pircha, or the way in our language, a pircha koldu. It's a pircha ba'al, it's stam a pircha. The meyachas sheyesh l'nchol me'ay taimo mehani b'hu na'mi shlichos ulam b'pirish rashi lehalon mevor da'ach taimo sheken yesh l'nchol svar gemura l'mevid be'kal v'chomer. What's the Rabbi Yabaruch saying? I have a makor from Rashi later on that this is not stam a pircha ba'alma. This is a svar gemura. So what's the svar? And Rabbi Yabaruch says something that is a pele atzum. And the fianias daiti, I think that he never said. I think that this sefer was written by Talmidim, not even by Talmidim, it was someone who was hired to write the sefer. And I think that I have a hard time believing Rabbi Yabaruch said such a thing. I knew Rabbi Yabaruch, and Echmein Azim would never said this. Azay Melech. Say it was written after he passed away. Look what he says. V'nira bebir hadavar. Dechdei lifoil chalois bedavar shu kachim be'inan alimus tvei. Me'asher lifoil chalois bedavar shu choil. You need more to make kodesh than to make choil. It has to be stronger to make kodesh than to make choil. You need more to make Kodesh and Mikol. Where? What's your example? Where example do you need more? You need more Ba'inon. You need Ba'inon Alimos Tvei. You need more. What? Where? Show me. What are you talking about?
You for sure need more.
What does that mean?
If you separate Truma, right, it's Truma. But if you separate Truma after you separate Truma, there's Truma again? What? Is there Truma? Can you separate from...
If I sell you my car, can I sell it to you again?
No.
Why not?
No, but this is...
If I take Truma, I can't take Truma again because it's done already.
No, because you need a chalais from somewhere else, something that has nothing to do with you.
No, because it's done. Because it's finished.
If I sell a car, can I sell a car again? You can sell another car.
That means when you...
You can take off Truma and another thing also.
When you make Kachim, you're making it more than...
So what are you saying?
It's becoming a bigger thing.
That's not what he's saying.
That's what Chalais... No,
he says... Ve'inon alimus lifoil.
Chalais.
Lifoil. To make it happen, you need more. You don't need more. You need less. By Koidish, it works with Dibor! And by Holloway, you need a Maisa! It's Pumfakert! He says, Lifoil! What does Lifoil mean? What does translate Lifoil? Translate it. It means to do something. That means an action, a Pula. Pula means an action. Lifoil Chalois! You need more to do a Chalois. It's just not true. So you want to tell me it doesn't mean that? Okay, I'm going to say it doesn't mean that also. Not
you
to do.
More.
To do, you don't need more. That's not true. What is he saying? It doesn't mean anything. It means nothing. Who says you need more?
You less to do.
Adarabba, that's the Teresh Shmuel Kufa. His whole Hechrech, where's he coming? The Teresh Shmuel says, Muzvin Zogin, it's a pircha. Why do you have to say it's a pircha, Balma? Because it's not true. Look, in Svara, you need more for Chol, you need for Kodesh. Adarabba. Tell me how you could make the words of Rav Baruch work with the words of the Teresh Shmuel. They're saying exact opposites.
It means the chalais, not the maisa. The chalais, it's more kachin.
He's not saying
something more stronger.
He's not saying that. He's saying beinon chalais, kedei lif oil, beinon kedoshim.
Why would he stick the word chalais in there then? Just say the
pula.
That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. To do, to make it happen.
For the chalais, not the maisa. The chalais kachim is bigger.
He's not saying that. He's talking about the maisa. Therefore, it's kivan da asiya b'shlichus have a kalishus ba'asiya. Read the words. It's kalishus ba'asiya. In the asiya, it's weaker. It's talking about the maisa. He's not talking about the chalais. In the asiya, it's talking about in the asiya. He's talking about the maisa. He's not talking about the chalais.
When he says asiya, he says the word asiya. Over here, he's saying flip-flop chalais. See, that changes
the word.
It doesn't sound like he's saying that. Lif oil. Chalois b'dav shukachim. But you know, I'm even saying that. Lif oil. Chalois b'dav shukachim. You have to be poil. Also, you're talking about being poil.
You need the turn to tell you that such a thing can happen. One's
easier. Making something kodesh into choil.
Also, remember, one thing to say about kodesh, you can't make something kodesh unless there is ability to make something kodesh. Like you can't copy a kedusha from something that's not kedusha. You have to have something from kedusha.
That's not what he's saying. He's saying
you have to have the turn back. You have to make hekdesh.
You don't. You can make some hekdesh on your own. Make it hekdesh. The kicker's a hekdesh.
The Torah lets you make hekdesh.
Okay, that's not what he's saying.
Cole, you can just sell a card if that's it.
Yeah.
What makes it a lot less of a maisa?
Because I don't have to do a maisa. I don't have to say anything. I just have to think in my head. This is true.
It is truma, but because what he's saying is that at the end of the day, it becomes truma.
No, it was already separated. There's piles.
So the thing is, I have two things: chalos and chol. Now I have to change this.
So you did separate it, right? So why didn't
it separate with the other?
You're proving my point. If you have two different piles, why doesn't it become truma then?
Easier than that.
How? What did he
say? Why? No, that's easier than that.
How? What?
All he's saying is that you don't have the power to do all of it. That's all he's saying.
What way? These are words. This is all, it's nice philosophy.
The exact same reason that Tarshmul would say that's why it's crazy.
You could be mild active. You can touch it. You touch it, it becomes slow.
Then you're doing half
the
maisa, right?
You're mild the hectic. He doesn't say any of this.
It's less of what you're doing. Right, because it's harder to do because you have nothing to do with it. Something needs to come from somewhere else. Okay. If it doesn't come from that place, it's gonna come.
That's harder to make.
Can you do that?
Thank you. I tell you what, perhaps we could say pshat. Okay, enough. Perhaps you could say pshat is as follows. And I don't know if this is not, definitely doesn't fit with the words of what it says over here. Again, this is not the words of Rabbi Baruch Finkel. I don't think that they took his ksav yad. Maybe they did. I don't know. But he had a lot of ksavim, but I don't know. I was thinking the pshat is as follows. Avada, which one is easier to make something kodesh? No. To make something happen?
Kodesh
is much easier to make it happen. Truma, kodesh, then chol. Chol is much more difficult to have. Right. However, when it comes to kodesh, do you have bailus on Kodesh? The Torah gives you a certain bailus. A person has a bailus on his objects, to buy them, to sell them. A person has a certain bailus on his wife, a gevisser bailus, isha niknis labailo. These things are yours. They're choil, that means they're yours. The very yesoid of Kodesh. What does Kodesh mean? It's not yours. Kodesh is going to be hard for you to make a shliach. Because shlichus means I am creating over here, I'm changing the dynamic. I'm saying I want to give this to someone else. Whoa, it's not yours. You can't give it over. Because it's Kodesh, that's a svar to say that you don't have the ability to make shlichus. Enoch Hanami, maybe it's easier to be poil the chalois, which is what that Teresh Shmuel says. It's easier to be poil chalois of Kodesh than it is to be choil. That's true. But in making a shliach, there is a specialach svara that in shlichus, it's going to be harder to do on Kodesh than on choil. Because who am I to make a shliach on Kodesh? Because the Torah told me I have to be mafresh? That's not my right to be mafresh. That's not my schus to be mafresh. That's my din to be mafresh.
So how come only the Baal can be mafresh and not everybody else? There's something that the Baal owns over. There's something that the Baal
so
has.
The Ramban says that's not even true. Right? Ramban says anyone could be mafresh.
I just walk into your house and be mafresh in your room?
Yeah. If you're a nichale.
Okay.
But the chiyuv is on you. The chiyuv is on you to do it.
That's a chiyuv. That's a din.
So then, and a you are the bailus.
No, you have a din to do it, but you don't have bailus on it. You're not a bailus. Shlichus needs bailus.
By car, your bailus is to sell it. By truma, your bailus is to separate truma.
That's not your bailus. That's your chiyuv. A chiyuv is not a bailus.
That part that you have, you can give over. Yeah. Whatever part that is.
No, it's not a bailus. It's a chiyuv.
But not the wrong part. You have a shliach, right? I'm saying the Baal has
the
a right.
Fact that I can make a shliach on
it. How come it's only you that can do the nichle? How come it's only that, it's, if that's, I decide nichle? What if
that's only because it, like we said yes.
So whatever that is.
Nichol. No, but that's not what the shlichus is.
It's going to boil down to something.
That's not the shlichus. We're making a shliach. Right. How can I make a shliach? A shliach means I have to give over the koyach. I can't give over the koyach on that.
Whatever that tiny koyach that I have, as opposed to my neighbor.
But that is like tefillin. The Torah gave it to you. The Torah gave it. It's not my. I don't have bailus.
That's not my tefillin coming down.
It's not my. I don't have bailus on it.
You have bailus on something.
Who's that?
Bailus on that small piece.
Well, let me ask a question. Do I have bailus to put on tefillin? So, but I'm the only one who could do it. So the Torah said, "Don't mean to do it." But my point is, the fact that I have a din to mafresh truma does not mean that I have the rishus to make a shliach. It's not muchach. I don't have bailus on that.
Why is the din on me
to put on tefillin? So the din's on everyone who has truma that should take off their truma.
Okay, but you can't take off your neighbor's truma.
I can't put on tefillin for my neighbor either. So my point is that the fact that I have a din to do something doesn't mean a bailus. You're saying, it's my din, it's not his. That's not a bailus, that's a din. The fact that the Torah is mechadesh shlichus over there doesn't mean it's mechadesh shlichus over here. Over here it's taking a trud biter. Over here this is not, you don't have bailus on truma. I can't do whatever I want with my truma.
Why is it my nichle? We explained about like with the mat, the leather mat. Why is it my nichle as opposed to some guy that walks in and it's his nichle?
Not because of the fact that I have bailus. Not because of it. Because that's only the ma'aseh yichud. Only I can do my sichud. If the fact that I don't need shlichus, and I could just say that I don't need my nichalei, I need to be give him a shus to have nichalei. I give him a shus to make a yichud. He can make a yichud, not because of bailus. The it's not muchach that there is bailus on a mitzvah or there's bailus on something that's kodesh. Kodesh is saying it's not yours. Something that's 100% mine, I can make a shliach on. So it's not 100% mine. In a chanami, I have a gevisser schus here, but it's not 100% mine. The Torah is saying you have to give this up. So he's saying it's not yours. It's taking away bailus, not giving bailus. Kodesh gufa means Lashem. So who am I to start saying what happens Lashem? I'm obligated. I have a bailus in the chepetz and I have to give up my bailus. But that I can make a shliach, I'm not full bailum. Can the shliach do it v'machshava? Chayra? Yeah. Unless I make him a shliach. I mean, I couldn't make a shliach.
Why is it hard to make a shliach to call this chalois? It's not kodesh yet. So why is it hard?
Because the chalois is in kedusha. What am I trying to make a shliach to do? To be mafresh. What I'm doing is making kedusha. I'm not a bailam. I'm making kedusha. It's not my thing. It's a tourist thing.
You're not bound to make kedusha once it's kedusha. Now you lose bailam.
Right.
That's not how it works. I would think maybe you have control to make a kaddish. You're the bialim. Then once it's kaddish, then you're out of it.
You are out of it. But at kama, it's that the din is to be mafkia your bialis. So then I can't make a shliach. I'm not a bialim on that. The Torah told me certain halachas of what I have to do. At kama, the Torah is being mafkia. So then I. It's almost like the svar of Bal Korcha. The svar of Bal Korcha is an isha doesn't have it. She doesn't have a prerogative. So therefore, she can't make a shliach. Over here also, it's kaddish. So in a kaddish way, the Torah is saying it's not mine. You're true. I have to make it not mine, but at kama, the pu'ula that we're doing is kodesh. There's a svara that it's not that it's not mine.
But then maybe saying it's in the chalais, not in the ma'isa. The ma'isa is easier. The chalais is hard.
At kama, the chalais is hard, and it's going to make the ma'isa not shayach. Yeah, the chanami. It's not what he said. Not as lush. It's not as lush.
Someone steals your tefillah.
And a chanami, because until you're mafresh, doesn't have the kedusha. Right? You do, but the maisa you're doing, and not because you don't have bias on the tevil, but the maisa you're doing is a maisa of a freshest truma, which is kodesh. So I'm doing a maisa, which is not out of my rishos. So that's not up to me. I'm not a mandomer to do that. I'm not.
Why is it different than that tarshim? What he says, first two lines.
What do you mean?
The lipal chalais kedusha tzarich yaiser koyach mashal lipal chalais.
I'm not saying you need. You don't need that. It's, there's. I'm not. I'm. The point is that in a chanami, it's not that one happens faster than the other. But I don't have koyach to do it. I don't have koyach. In a chanami. That's what you're saying. You see, after ashkan ipcha.
Yaiser koyach means alimus alimus tefeish. The point of saying it.
Why not? The point is that it's not about which one's chal faster than the other one. It's about making a shliach ba'alma. It's not lifol chalos. It's just shliach.
I'm saying that Hershman is the same exact lusher.
I understand. But only one of the standard. As what?
As the
he says, say anachlam. He says a pirka koldu. It doesn't work. That's what he's saying. It's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you tell me why
that's Tovis Hanoch. It's an epis of bialis. It's not a full.
No,
that's
not the same thing.
You can't give truma to
tevel. Okay, Rabbosai, we're going to go weiter. So now the Gemara says, Amar Kua. Okay, guys, tell me. I know, it's a big Yetzer Hara to... A Tam Chacham has a big Yetzer to share his Torah, as we state in some Seva, but sometimes you have to be Kovish the Yetzer. Or Hashem, these are Yetzer Horas. Omer Kura, Atem Gam Atem L'Rabes Es HaShliach. It's like the Gemara in Hanami, it's learned from a Pasuk of Shlichus, Exeris HaKosif. Frek the Gemara V'lichtu V'achmana Truma, V'neisi Hanach V'nigmu Minei. So now it's just right Truma. If we just write Truma, we can learn the other ones. Mishum Dikil HaMifrach, Shken Yeshna B'machshava. Truma is doch leichter to be chal. It's yeshna b'machshava. Can the other things be chal b'machshava? Can gerish and kedush be chal b'machshava? No. This is really where that Teresh Shmuel was coming from. It comes, that's true. So what was the svar of kodesh? What was that? You're telling me it's pumfakert over here. You see that truma is leichter to be chal. Can yeshna b'machshava? Yeah. Says Rashi. Says Rashi, Minolon Shliach Terim, Gam Atem, King Terim, Gam Atem, Hai, Gam Yeseru, Gam Atem, not only you, but also your Shliach. The Machshava, Noisin Eno Letzadze, the Oichel Letzadze, the Chsiv and Nechshav. Rashi says he could put his eyes on one side, and he could eat on the other side. What does Rashi mean to say? It sounds like, according to Rashi, when is the true Machal? Machshava. Boom. Does it need a dibor? No, it's an ein of the tzadzeh. Does it need a maisa? Does it need an anything? No. Just like that. No, it's an ein of the tzadzeh, but oich of the tzadzeh. Yichsev an echshav. Ma she'en kein, gittin v'kedushin. What do they need?
Dibor,
maisa. It needs dibor, maisa, everything, right? That's the way Rashi learns. There's a Peledik Ritva, which I'm going to have a hard time with. Rabbi, try to help me out. The Ritva says, Here's the kasha. Frek the Ritva. Kedushin also doesn't need a dibur. Because what happens if he's medaber imo al iske gitin v'kedushin? And then he's nasan-law v'loy pirish. Doesn't say harayat mekudeshesli. Dayoy. Works. Frek the Ritva. So what's the Gemara being machalik between Truma and Kedushin? Zal Bazach.
There's still more. Fine. There's still some. There's an Asina.
Zal Bazach. What?
You still see difference. Machshava is like...
According to Rashi, it's just Machshava. Kedusha needs... What's the Maisa? Kesef.
Shtar
or Bia. Isha Niknas Mishol Shtrachim Kesef Shtar or Bia. What in the world is the Ritva's Kasha? What in the world is the Ritva's Kasha? It just says, what do you mean? What's the Ritva's Teretz? Says the Ritva, yeah, but because you were Medaber Ima, you have a Dibur.
So I give her the ring without saying anything.
What?
I give her a ring without saying anything.
So there are shittas that give her a ring without saying anything, that's even a bigger problem.
No,
so that. What?
It's Machlokes.
Machlokes Rishayim. Machlokes Rishayim.
Yeah, let's say we're going to Rishayim that.
That doesn't work.
Yeah.
But you have to give her the ring. You still can't pay it to Truma. No. You need a woman to marry her. But can I do this? Married. That would be bad news.
If you were the Machshava Rebbe, if you're Machshava,
you can't do that. Can you do that for Truma? Truma's Yeshla be Machshava. No Machshava. He's nice in Ein of Itzadzeva. Oichum Itzadzeva. Fartik. When is the Truma Chal? I think about it. But Kedushin needs a Maisa. So what is the Toysa? What is the Kash of the Ritva? It's Mamish Apella Otsum. Ritva is Miraps and Igri.
If you mafish Truma Machshava and you never ever take off the Truma away from that, you at the end of the day, you didn't do anything.
Sure, you did. You did, you're done.
If you leave it there, you did Machshava, it's Truma, but then you never do anything about it.
Done. It's Truma already. It's done.
You have that at some point.
What's the case of the following? Let's say the following thing. A person's got his stuff, he's nice and able to, and an animal comes and eats it. Never touched the Truma. Never gave it to a Kayin. What? He's good. Truma. It wasn't a Kaim's mitzvah in the Sina because he never actually gave it to a Kayin. Done. Finished. Rashi, you're done. Once you're nice and able to, you're finished. The Ritva seems to hold something else.
Giving
the
ring
is what?
Giving the ring is not Kedushin, you're just creating the Kenyan for
the Kenyan of what?
Just to have a woman, but it's Kedushin itself. So the Dibur is a Kedushin itself.
Okay, so Yoni's saying major, major Kedushin, which we're going to hold off on what Yoni says. First, let's try to work this out, okay, Yoni? Because I still, even with what you said, I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around it. But let's go. The Maisa, there are Rishonim that argue with Rashi here. If you look, we gave out the Rashba. We'll see clearly that the Rashba is going to argue with Rashi. And we'll see if that's going to help us. We turn the Rashba on the back. Malachumish ken yeshnan machshava. Yesh mi shapirish. Shenoisen eno letzad zev ochel letzad acher. Mishun desliv v'nechshav. Who's that yesh mi shapirish? That's Rashi. Now, clearly the Ritva is going, the Rashba is going to go off on that, right? Because when he says yesh mi shapirish, he's about to say, I'm going to disagree. Vim taima shtel tzach lekasha v'nechshav lachem chumaschem b'chumas meiser hu dechsev u'chumas meiser plug to Rabbi Lotzer, Rabbi Gamliel v'Rabbi Gimel v'Rabbi Rabbananu. There's two different types of truma. There's truma gedoyla and there's truma meiser. There's numerous types of meiser, but these two. Who will you give truma gedoyla to? The kohen. Who gives it to the kohen?
Yisrael.
Trumas Meiser goes to who?
Kayin.
Who gives it to the Kayin?
Levi.
It's a different one. Trumas Meiser has a Shir Kavu. How much is Shir Kavu of Trumas Meiser?
10th.
1/10 of?
Meiserish.
Which ends up being 1/10 of? 1/10, which is 1/100. 1/10 of 1/10, that's Trumas Meiser. It's different. Truma Gedoyla is what we're talking about. Truma Gedoyla doesn't have a Shir. I'm going to shluch a tzei troim, give whatever you want. That's Truma Gedoyla. But that whole pasuk is talking about Trumas Meiser, and it's a machloikas over there. Rebbe Lazar ben Gima, Oimer, b'shtei Trumas, akasa medarver. So we're both of them. Truma Gedoyla and Trumas Meiser. But Truma Gedoyla is the volume of Machshav, and Trumas Meiser is the volume of Machshav. We'll play Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan argue on who do we always pasuk like? Rabbanan, so what are you saying, Rashi? V'yesh loymar, ba'oymet hu de pligi mishum dechseb be'maisim en ha'maisim, machshav aloy pligi alei. Yesh loymar is in defense of Rashi. Maybe Taka. That Gemara that says it's Shumas Meiser is only talking about this concept of Oymed. Oymed is because it says Meiser and a Meiser, it tells the exact amount. Oymed is you're trying to guesstimate the amount. You can't do it on Meiser and a Meiser, but Shumas Meiser. But when it comes to Machshava Loi Pligi Alei, everyone agrees you can do it in Machshava and Rashi is fine. V'yesh Mishapirish. The B'machshava Nami Pligi. No. Can you do Truma B'machshava? According to the Chachamim? No. According to the Machshava Nami Pligi, v'hacha. What does our Gemara mean? Hachi Pirish. Yeshno b'machshava she'im notal v'loikara alav shem truma sa truma. What does that mean? She'im notal v'loikara alav shem.
But he didn't say that this is true.
Notal means what?
Took.
He took. What does took mean?
He's mafresh.
With his, he did a ma'isa v'loikara alav shem, but he didn't say anything. Truma sa truma. What does it sound like from this pshat in the Yesh Mishapirish? Can you do Chuma b'machshava alone? No. What does it mean, Chuma b'machshava? Once you do a Maisa, you can do a b'machshava. Frekta Ritva, you can do that for Kedushin also. Once you do a b'machshava, you can, once you do with a Maisa, you can do a b'machshava. Same thing. What's the difference? Says Rav Chaim, no, over there, you, that's called, you did it with a Maisa, you did it with a Dibor, because when you were Medaber Ima, that blinds as if there's a Dibor.
Okay.
It's Kepirish, it's a Pirish. Whatever that means, you need a Pirish. Over here, you don't need a Pirish. So, I like to try to be Masbir somewhat, perhaps a Machlekes, perhaps a little bit. It's still going to be Shver. Like this. Rashi seems to hold Truma Kedan b'machshava alone, just machshava. You don't need any type of Maisa. You don't need any type of Pirish, any type of Dibor, machshava alone. We spoke about yesterday a little bit, what is Truma? What is Hafrashas Truma? We said yesterday, is Hafrashas, is Truma called a Dover Hanador? Or a davar ha'asar. What does davar ha'nador mean? Something that I made. When I mafrish, when I maktish something as a korban, how did it become kodesh? I made it kodesh. When I make a neder, how does something become asar? I made it asar. What about by truma? Is Truma Davar Hanadar or Truma Davar Asa?
It's Davar Asa.
So, the Gemara calls it, the Mishnah calls it Davar Ha'asa. The question is why? So we explain according to one pshat, maybe Truma, I'm not making Truma. All I'm doing is,
separating.
I'm separating. The Truma's already there. It's already, the Isser Truma's already Nichlal in the Kri. It's there. I'm not shopping anything.
Why couldn't I kind of need it then?
Yeah, because it's Mu'uruv. As long as it's, until you have, until it's been, until it's been in its place, that has a separate Isra on the coin, in a Hanami. And all I'm doing is separating. If all I'm doing is separating, says Rashi, you're not doing anything. You're not really doing anything. So therefore, at Kamas, you're not shafing a Chalois. It can be done b'machshava totally. It's purely b'machshava. Doesn't need a dibor, doesn't need a maisa, doesn't need anything. If you learn that truma is a chalois, every chalois that a person does has to be done with, you have to shaf the chalois. You need a bitois fasayim. Yeah.
Doesn't Mishnah say it's Davar Asur?
No, it would imply like Rashi, you're saying.
Yeah.
So there's other reasons why it might be Davar Asur. You have to look in the Rishonim that they seem to say that maybe it's a davar asur because it was asur beforehand anyway. So I didn't really make an isur because it had a different isur. Not because this isur was. Yeah. However, the Rashba says you can't make truma b'machshava alone. It can only be machshava if there's a maisa. If there's a maisa, then it can be machshava. Yeshna b'machshava im notal. Why do you need a maisa?
Because you're making something chal.
Maybe because you're making something chal, and whenever you're making something chal, can't be chal in your dimyon. It has to be chal in the olam amaisa. So therefore, in a chanam, you don't have to say it. By kedushin, you have to say it because kedushin is it's a chalois between two different people. So therefore, it has to be a dibor. I have to be megaladas. But by truma, it's enough if I do it because it's not. It's just me doing it. Kenzai, the shaila is like this, and with this we'll close. The Rashba says a machshava by truma is not enough. When does machshava work?
With a maisa.
With a maisa. What about if you're just karashim? What about if you just do the following thing? I'm sitting there, I have in front of me 10 apples. I say I want that apple to be truma. I don't touch the apple. I just do kriya shem. Is that going to work? What do you think?
The Rashba is no maisa there.
What do you think?
Why not?
So says Ari, because there's no maisa.
Is that considered enough to be a maisa?
All I need is machshava. Why do I care about it?
No, we said chumetz. You don't. All you need is machshava, according to the Rashba. You need a machshava only works with a maisa.
But in the case where the animal would go eat the chuma after doing the tzadze with machshava,
according to the Rashba, the Rashba, it's not chal. It's not chal until you're notel. Yesh machshava im notel v'lo kor l'shem chuma so chuma. He has to be notel. But what about if he's kor l'shem?
Wasn't
notel? How can he argue? Isn't that a mishnah? Not that is
notel. Notel. He has to be notel.
What?
What'd
you say?
It
sounds like if he's notel or not kor l'shem.
It could be that the Rashba holds, if you're kara shem, then it's truma. You don't need to be notel. Notel is only when is machshava going to work? When you're not kara shem, when notel. But if you're kara shem, if that's true, so we're coming out, does truma need a maisa? No. Does kedusha need a maisa?
Yes.
So how can you want to learn truma and kedusha? What's the, like, we're back to the Ritzvah. I don't understand the Ritzvah's kasha anymore. The Ritzvah says, oh, but kedushin also works b'machshava if there's a maisa. Yeah, but truma works without a maisa. Period. No maisa.
When's the Rashba? When's the Ritzvah?
No, we have a problem with the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah comes along and says, here's a kasha. He says, but what's your problem with machshava? By kedushin also works machshava. What are you talking about? But we said, according to Rashi, when we say that truma works machshava alone with nothing, this needs a maisa. So we said, maybe he means, like the Rashba, that the Rashba says that also machshava needs a maisa. Yeah, machshava means a maisa, but you can work with dibur. Truma works with dibur. So even if you want to say that the Ritzvah is like the Rashba, it's apples and oranges. So here you have to perhaps say something like what Yoni's saying, to understand what's the yisoid of the Maisa, what's the yisoid of the Dibor, and their Takanat, maybe there's differences between the two of them, and why you need Maisa by Kedushin is not going to affect the fact that by Truma you could do it without a Maisa. Okay, that's something that's going to need Ezra, but we're not going to do that for now. We're going to continue Bez Hashem with the next Sugya, the Sugya of Chabur Avid Pischas. We're now going to the third extension of Shlichus. Over here is the first time the Gemara introduces us the Lashon of Shlucha Shalad Mekamaisai. Bez Hashem will continue.